I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about how the epidemic of misleading or downright false information has corrupted any productive discussion on many of the most important topics of the day. First, the main source of dis and misinformation was social media. It seemed obvious to me that information from an unconfirmed and in many cases unattributed source could not be trusted. As one of my journalism professors liked to say, when a student stretched a metaphor for effect or made an unsubstantiated claim, interesting if true. How can we forget the most popular sources of the most outlandish claims made by the Orange Menace of Palm Beach County were vaguely either many people or some people? Then, just as it became common knowledge to question what you read on the internet, television news, particularly a local station where you got your weather or city and town government news, could be trusted. But then came the Sinclair Broadcasting Group. Sinclair recognized that the power of local stations, and in less than a decade have acquired nearly 300 television stations in 89 markets, which by itself is just business as usual, but how they operate has concerned media watchdogs from the get-go. Cloaked in the homespun local chicken dinner news feel of the neighborhood town crier, they started inserting editorial pieces produced from their headquarters that had a particular point of view and rarely had anything to do with the truth. What was dangerous about Sinclair was that it presented biased content like what one might see, say, on Fox, but on a station not known for that political bias, which of course gave the claim more weight. So when some folks scream about fake news, they are in many respects correct about the existence of it, just not correct about the source. So with news from social media always suspect and television news corrupted, print media, either on actual newsprint or digital versions, were left as the best chance for an unbiased report of the events of the day. But now, according to Alan Miller, the founder and CEO of the News Literacy Project, a nonprofit organization that works to make students and the public smarter news consumers and better citizens, there's a new group of wolves in sheep's clothing masquerading as truth tellers known as pink slime sites. As fact-based, accountable local newspapers are struggling to survive, the pink slime sites are sneakily trying to fill the void. They traffic in falsehood and exaggeration paid for by political groups and dark money, especially on the right. Named after a meat processing byproduct used as filler that looks like meat but isn't, pink slime sites are growing fast, according to Miller and others. So with names like the Des Moines Sun and the Illinois Valley Times that leverage the trust that people have for local newspapers, be on the lookout for some pink slime coming to a town near you.